Today's guest for our animal health update is Dr. Lisa Becton, Associate Director of the Swine Health Information Center. She's bringing information about influenza. Dr. Becton?
Thanks. Today we're going to talk a little bit about influenza. Normally we associate this as a wintertime disease or a disease of cold weather, but influenza in pigs really can be seen at any time of year. And so what is influenza? Briefly, it's a significant respiratory pathogen that affects not only pigs, but many other species such as cattle, sheep, goats, birds, and humans. And the clinical signs include lethargy, fever, a cough that can sound almost like a barking cough, difficulty breathing, sneezy, runny nose, and off feed. So something that really systemically affects the pigs and makes them feel very poorly. However, the good news is most animals do recover from this virus within a week's time. Influenza is endemic in swine populations, but it can also be seen with other co-infections like PRRS or mycoplasma, and that does tend to make the disease worse. And our supportive care really includes medications to reduce fever, looking at vaccinations, and also looking at other medications to reduce secondary bacterial infections. One of our big tools that we have to understand the scope and breadth of influenza is looking at disease monitoring. And one of those things happens through the swine disease reporting system. And so why do we monitor? Well, it's important to understand, where does influenza exist? What state is it active in? What age groups are being identified? What subtypes are present? And also, how many positive cases are being submitted, and is it expected? And so when we look at SDRS, for example, in the month of June, there was a modest decrease of cases. And this really follows expected levels during the summer months. The sow category also showed a decline, as well as positivity in weaned to market animals. And also noted is that influenza was identified at baseline in several states, in all 11 states monitored. And so when evaluating influenza, what type of samples are important to submit? Samples like lung or trachea are important, as well as nasal swabs and oral fluids. Those samples, all submitted to a veterinary diagnostic lab, can help determine what type of influenza is present. And then, when samples are identified as influenza positive, certain samples can actually go on and help augment the United States Department of Agriculture influenza surveillance plan. What that program does is does a deeper dive into the genetics of influenza and further characterizes and understands what type is present. And so knowing we have three different types in swine, H3N2, H1N1, and H1N2, being able to track this through USDA gives us an idea of what's occurring in swine. And more recently and importantly, the United States has not identified H5N1 in commercial swine. So the use of the SDRS system and USDA provides a way for U.S. pork producers to monitor and understand what's going on in influenza in swine herds and be able to take subsequent actions to manage it. Influenza surveillance between the SDRS monitoring and the USDA surveillance also helps ensure that our vaccines are effective in swine, because evaluating the genetics helps to match what strains are on farm to what vaccines would be most useful for prevention of diseases.